Damien, the first half, what was it? Maybe the layoff, was it? Or maybe just took Sligo a little bit to granted?
No, none of that, Tom. You're playing against a very strong Breeze. You're playing against a well-organised team. You're playing against a team that had a good, strong midfield. And that Breeze all makes it a lot easier. They were hungry and had one thing in their head. They've had an extra week to prepare and all the rest. So, look, we had to start the game without two of our best defenders, probably our two most experienced defenders, because they're carrying hamstrings. We knew they wouldn't last there. So we brought them in at half-time, and thankfully that was enough to tighten the ship up and then go again to deliver the win.
Yeah. Started without Lachlan McWilliams as well. How unsettling was that?
We knew right away after the Ulster final it wasn't good for Lorgan. He hurt the hamstring and played on in the Ulster final. So again, Lorgan would have been a score man, particularly in the first half when you're under pressure. You'd have been relying on him to chip in with an odd score. So he was a miss, absolutely, and hopefully he's pretty much well back to fitness now, but he wouldn't be match fit yet, you know.
I said the dressing room was interesting at half time, 10-6 down.
We just spoke about the facts, to be quite honest. We obviously G'd the lads up to say, look lads, you have to dig in and get this, but the facts were we weren't taking our scores, and we probably weren't tight enough on our men at the back, so we did that. I suppose we upped the ante in terms of bringing the two men in at the back, which tightened it up too, but certainly it was all about taking the scores. As I say, 20 shots or 18 shots out of 20 attacks in the first half, and we didn't convert that at all, you know. So
yeah, as we said earlier, it was the goal made the difference, a great score and a good move and a good ball into Tiernan McHugh, laid off quickly.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the move that we felt it had nearly worked for us two or three times, but it only needed to work once today, thankfully. But it was good support off the shoulder, the right man was in the end of it, and Richie Mullen, you know.
What can this team achieve now, either Dublin or Clare? Most people think it's going to be Dublin.
Yeah, well, the only achievement we need to make now is to go and try and beat Dublin, you know, or Clare. And it'll be one game at a time. It goes without saying, an All-Ireland semi-final, like, you know.
Yeah, and Lorcan McWilliams, will he be back?
Oh, I'll be back for that, yeah.